Galnet News Digest, 1st of February 3304. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Day of the Dove. The Hutton Run in 10 seconds. A miracle in open. Day of the Dove. Several stations in Colonia have been suffering technical issues over the past few days, but one in particular has been the subject of more than usual attention. The Dove Enigma, Wells class carrier, megaship, is the planned meeting place at the end of a 500-strong expedition, including Commander Dove Enigma 13 himself, which will conclude with a naming and dedication ceremony. However, due to an unfortunate incident with a shipment of Thargoid sensors, the Dove Enigma megaship was reported on Tuesday to be on the brink of closure, with lots of flashing red lights and sparks coming out of places they shouldn't. The dilithium crystals, it was reported, couldn't take any more. And it wouldn't have looked good if half the station services were offline at the official opening. But the station did not go offline, and the reason was the overwhelmingly positive response of hundreds of commanders. There were in fact two broad classes of response to the incident. There were those who were justifiably indignant and demanded loudly and repeatedly that something should be done about it. And there were those who did something about it, dropping whatever they were doing, buying a load of meta-alloys from Darniel's Progress in Maya, and shipping it halfway across the galaxy to bring the Dove Enigma back from the brink. A steady stream of meta-alloys will continue to arrive over the coming week, ensuring the continuing stability of the ship at this important time. The engineering crew on board the carrier have thanked the community of pilots who came to their aid. A rescue mission that demonstrates the caring and compassion of the galactic community of Pilots Federation members. Partly because of the publicity this incident has caused, the Dove Enigma expedition has met and exceeded its charity collection target in aid of the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Commander Zulu Romeo has suggested that henceforth every ship that travels to Colonia should take 1 ton of meta-alloys, and that the 31st of January, the day on which the Dove Enigma was rescued, should henceforth be known as the Day of the Dove. The Hutton Run in 10 seconds. In the light of poor customer satisfaction at their low success rate in crafting top-class modules, the engineers have been working on ways to improve the service they provide. Sources close to them now say that the engineers may soon be able to offer modules far better than anything they've offered before. And even better, the best quality modules are guaranteed to every commander who pays the admittedly not inconsiderable asking price. Commanders who spent many hundreds of hours crafting their super modules under the existing system have been supportive of the change, which will allow all commanders the opportunity to have equally well-tuned modules. A dissenting voice was one slightly grumpy god ruler, who made the cryptic comment that, in a world full of diamonds, diamonds are worthless, adding that when seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think sardines will be thrown into the sea. The experimental work has not been without incident. A terrible accident took place when a decimal point dropped out of an equation and fell on the floor during a drive tuning exercise. The resulting thrusters were capable of completing the Hutton Run in under 10 seconds, but with the slight disadvantage that the pilot needed to be peeled off the back of the cabin wall with a wallpaper scraper at the end of the voyage. The engineers worked to develop better, faster, and more reliable modifications continues. A miracle in open. A commander reports that he managed to fly around the galaxy safely and without incident for 3 hours this week. Commander Meldrew reports that he saw 5 commanders, one in an Asp Explorer, 2 in Pythons, 1 in a Sidewinder, and 1 in a Cobra Mark III. He had a chat with the Cobra pilot, and he helped the Sidewinder with bounty hunting. The only spots of rain on his parade were caused by the Python pilots both ignoring him. The commander, who's believed to have been piloting an Adder, reports that the experience was real nice. But he inexplicably failed to end his report with the obligatory, "I'll never fly in open again." And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News? We read the news so you don't have to.